Call to order the October 6th, 2016, meeting of the Design Review Board. And we'll start with roll call.
Chair Kryzinski?
Here.
Vice Chair Emerson?
Here.
Board Member Cousins?
Here.
And Board Members Chong and Tolini are absent.
Now is the time what we call oral communications. If there's anything anyone would like to address to the board that's not on the agenda, we can't take action on it, but we can hear what you need to say. So, all right, seeing none, staff briefing.
Just in case anyone's here for 8 Apollo Road, that item has been continued to the October 20th meeting.
Okay. All right, so we'll start with 3 San Rafael Avenue. Someone here to... Might remind everyone that you have up to 20 minutes, the applicant does, to present. And then we open it up to the public and ask that you keep your comments to 3 minutes. And any mail that has come in, including late mail, we have read either via email or in hard copies. All right.
So, let's see, it says here there's...
Oh, yeah. Your name and...
My name is Casper Curto. And okay. With regard to number 3 San Rafael Avenue.
Okay.
In Tiburon. So, we're going to address, it says there's apparently insufficient evidence to support the findings for the variance requested. We removed and replaced a shed that had been built over 20 years ago. It had been falling down in disrepair. There's a lot of vegetation from the garden space on the opposite side of the fence. That's the Tiburon property. And so we just arbitrarily replaced the shed to a newer shed, and we have pictures of that, as well as the garbage container. And it was suggested that there are other places that it could have been located, but the entire property is landscaped. One area that they said could be thought about was behind the garage, but that garage corner space, it's only a 7x7. And on part of that one wall, there is an irrigation timer, an outlet, a check valve for irrigation system, a low voltage transformer. So the shed, the existing new shed, is 8 feet by 6 feet, and the garbage container is 3 feet by 4 feet. So there's not sufficient room to even put them in, let alone open the container for its use. And the fire marshal Powers came out and looked at the area and said if we trimmed the trees in the driveway, 12 feet clearance, and the fence was not over 6 feet, and that the fire alarm system was inspected, and she did all of those and met all those requirements. So here we are.
All right. Thank you.
And what's the next step on that?
Well, we see if there's anyone in the public that wants to talk about it, and if not, then we discuss it as the board.
I see. Here and now, or
here
at a later
now.
Date?
Okay. Here and now.
Great.
So is there anyone in the public that wants to address this? Seeing none, we'll bring it to the board. Have a volunteer to start?
Yeah, I couldn't see where else to locate it either. I went out to the property. I think if it wasn't 8 feet, it would be a lot easier to wrap my head around, but 8 feet in that back seemed high to me, and it kind of stuck out like a sore thumb. The trash enclosure was, I don't see where else to put it either.
Well, I had a similar feeling. I mean, I have no problem at all with the trash enclosure. It's below the level of fence. I think the shed, because it's such a narrow building, I mean, it's almost ancillary to the fence, so having it there wasn't a problem. The only concern I had was the fact that it was 8 foot high and stuck up above the 6-foot fence. But it struck me that the fence is set down, or that the property is set down about 3 feet below the trail, level of the trail. Uh-huh. It's about 6 feet below the level of Tiburon Boulevard. And the existing fence, that's where these cypress trees are, actually has a lattice on top. So it's actually 7 or 8 feet tall most of the way there. And similarly with, you know, so it's kind of similar to the properties we looked at on Trestle Glen and on the corner of Tiburon Boulevard by Trestle Glen, where we said, oh, you know, you could have a higher fence because you can, you know, to get some more screening. Because, I mean, the effective height of the fence is about 3 or 4 feet down there. I mean, you can still see, if you're standing on the walkway, the old rail trail, you can see at the top of the shed, so it's not like it's 8 feet on the same level sticking up as an obstruction. Yeah. It's odd because it's a single small building. So I just wondered whether maybe we'd say, okay, it's okay to put a trellis on top of the fence so that it's continuous, and then you wouldn't notice
it. So grant him another variance?
Yes, another variance that I hadn't even asked for. So I was going around in circles, because the only thing I had against the fence was that it was sticking, the shed was, it was sticking up above the fence. If it was a 6 foot high shed, I mean, it's only access from one side, it's not as if like you could go into it, so you could say, well, rather than having that steep pitch on it, just have a flat roof on it and make it 6 foot high. That would be an alternative solution, and keep it in that location.
I like that better.
I agree with both of you. I mean, I do think that both the garbage and the storage thing, to me, they're almost like just a three-dimensional fence. It's not like an occupied building. You know, it's in terms of being in the yard of just my understanding of why we have setbacks for the yard. I mean, this could be driveway pavement right up to that and still be concrete. So it's really the third dimension, which is, and it's the fence. So that, and the trash enclosure, I think, it is the most logical place for it. You don't want to have it buried back somewhere. For the storage, you know, it is, I think, as you said, Gordon, I think it's like giving a variance for an 8 foot high fence. Volume is so minimal there and blends with the fence. If I was living there, I would want a little higher fence. I mean, even though it is the driveway, if you're out there doing anything in your car or around, I mean, people are right there.
Yeah.
It becomes a public space. So, I was really okay with it.
I think you've addressed the issues in, toward the findings that need to be made for the variance in terms of the unusual characteristics of the site and the hardship in moving it elsewhere and the special privilege. The only question was whether there was any follow-up for Board Member Cousins' suggestion about changing the height of it, or did you just want to prove as a condition of approval, or just approve it as is?
I'd rather see it come down a foot. I don't think it would be that much of a hardship for them to just lower that, and that would, I could really get my mind around a 7 foot high, but at eight, for some reason when you're standing there, it's pretty high, and I understand that it is lower than the, it's at a lower elevation, but by the same token.
I mean, the roof has a 1-foot-11 slope on it in 55 inches, so it's a pretty steep roof.
Yeah,
so
you could just,
down, so
and it would still drain.
Yeah. So we say it's 7 feet tall, might not to exceed 7 feet.
I could definitely get my mind around that and find the, make the findings for the variance.
So we'll make a motion that, with respect to 3 San Rafael Avenue, that it's we have to say it's exempt from SECRE.
Yes.
It's exempt from SECRE, and that we approve the locations subject to condition that the maximum height is not to exceed 7 feet.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye?
Aye.
Opposed? Next, we have 6 Via Capistrano.
Good evening. My name is Jay Sherlock, and I'm the architect representing the owners for Via Capistrano, 6 Via Capistrano. I think I'd like to just keep it really quick. I have a great team and some excellent clients, and we have read the concerns of the plan checker for this and listened to the neighbors. And I think we have essentially a couple things going on here. The largest concern is on the west side. We are we've been proposing to breach the setback to keep the building square and keep the same language that's been going on with the structure, and we are going to adhere to the setback now and listen to the neighbors and listen to everybody here, and remove any structure that would be within the setback, so no more stairs, and we will not be doing that little bump out to the east. The other concern, sorry, that's on the west side. The other concern is on the east side with a window in our master bathroom. It's facing towards the east. It's really facing towards kind of towards the backyards. It's not completely square looking at the neighbors. This one, I feel we have many trees screening this window. There's not a clear view. So we would like to keep the window where it is, as it is. If there's some reason that we need to create an opaque glass, though I don't think it's necessary, we would consider that. And I think that's it.
Do you have a set of plans that actually show what you're proposing? You just bring it to us, I think.
So that's a site plan?
No, but that's
yeah,
showing
it.
That's the one we've got. No, I mean, that, yes.
So this will be the one that's in concern. So we're not looking directly here. The window's looking that way.
Right.
I think the question was,
do you have a
revised plan showing the compliance with the setback?
No, but we will.
I think we would need to see plans and the elevations showing what's happening on that just revised master bedroom and where the bike room used to be, et cetera, so that we can see the whole project before we actually make a final decision. I applaud the decision not to have the setback. I think that would have been really problematic, and the stairs. So it looks like it's going in the right direction, but I think before we could make a board, Steve, I'm sure the chairman could say this, but I think, you know, we'd want to come back and see the story poles and a set of drawings that were both showing the same thing before we made a final decision.
I would love to show you that. And that I feel that we're definitely going to show you that. And we could do it by next week. To wait for another hearing, I think, is a bit excessive. We can hand these over to you. You actually represent the community. So you would be...
We only come together once every 2 weeks. So.
Okay, so do...
Oh, are you done with your presentation?
That's it. I think that the two concerns, one of them I feel like is not needed, the, you know, frosting or etching of the glass that
On the west.
Face the neighbors, and there's many trees on that side, so, you know, I'll let you guys decide on that, but I think we're fine there. On the side that I think does have a little concern, we're willing to let that go. We'd love to work with you guys.
Thank you.
I have a couple of questions.
Sure.
Well, one's comment is that on your elevation, the window you're talking about, the second floor window in the master bathroom?
Yes.
Doesn't show up on the elevation, so.
Oh.
You need to correct that.
Let me take a look at that real quick.
Yeah.
Is that one?
No.
No, it's that one.
This is the angle one. There should be.
On A32?
This is the angle.
Yeah, but on this elevation, it doesn't show.
On this elevation?
Yes, it should be in there.
Yeah.
Aren't you looking at the same page?
Yeah, I don't think that's the, that's not the proper.
Well, it's the side view of the same thing.
Yeah, that's nice. It's there.
Right there.
No, that's,
that's another one.
That's a different one.
That's that, should be that window.
We have these two.
Which is?
And then this one is that one. Because it's a single yellow, so if you can map the page on the rear elevation, that's that one.
It's drawn in the wrong spot.
Let me see the plan.
Oh, but that, oh, I see, that's that, isn't it? Yeah, that's.
Okay, see. Is this follows this, right?
So this bit here is actually, that's the edge of the bay. This is the other extension out here, that's that window.
Yeah, this window is this piece. There should be a window here.
Window there.
Which is, no, there's not, that's on that, that's blank, so it's, there's a door underneath it.
Open the page up a bit more, you can see the 3D drawings.
Open that same page up with the elevations a bit more, and you'll see the 3D right there.
It's just, it's so much clearer on, so we have it right there. Right there.
Go back to the plan.
So that's nice.
Okay, so this one is way back.
You got it, it's further back.
There is a.
That's further back, that's this portion right here.
45 degrees.
There is a window at this level.
Right here.
And something's wrong.
Here, this one, in the dining room?
The lower one.
The lowering one's missing.
Yeah.
I
knew something was wrong.
I see it in there, it just didn't. We had a little layer problem, it looks like.
Okay.
I see the outline of it.
A dining room window.
Yeah, this should be a bold line, show that it's the edge.
Oh, right, right.
You can see the silhouette of it in there. But, yeah, that one, that one.
My other question is that on your material changes, going from the stucco to the wood siding? Is there any planar difference between those, or are they just?
Yeah, we have a little, there's a little relief there, we give an edge. The stucco's a bit more pronounced. And then the wood, which currently exists on the building, there's a lot of horizontal wood, but the wood is pulled back some inches. So there's relief there, it's not just a.
Because it shows on one end of the. Who was it?
And again, I like to go, if you look at the 3D, that's why we provide the 3D images, just so you can see those small edges, I can show you.
Yeah, it just doesn't, when it doesn't show up on the plan, it's a solid line, I assume that it's flush.
Every time they connect,
open it up to the public.
Good evening, Chairman, members of the board. My name is Scott Buckstrasser. I'm a retired consultant. I've been retained by Governor Government Group, Buckley Court. I've got a letter in your packet from me. And I'm not going to go through all the points in your letter, but I will say this. The revision to the plan that was discussed, which nobody knows about, is going to grow. There will no longer require variance. More importantly, or most importantly, there is no evidence to support the variance in the beginning. But I wouldn't stop there. I'm going to ask your board to consider a couple of things that I presented in my letter on October 25th. Having to do A, with the general plan language and policies, and the coordination and the land use policies for the residential district, but requiring reversion of the land. And also the design guidelines. This project is totally inconsistent with the general plan and design guidelines for the site, separate from the fact that there is no evidence to support the variance. We're asking that your board deny the application for many reasons that are all spelled out in your letter. And I wanted to make a couple other points that I think your board is looking for in terms of clarification of the plan. There is no landscape plan. And I called your attention to the survey provided in the last page of the package. And I'm asking you to compare that survey with the drawings in the A1 and the A2. A1 and A2 seem to show 8 trees or 8 plants or 8 bushes or something that are real. So the additional landscape is that I can't figure out what it is and why it's there. And it's just how landscape plan is hard to tell. So there is a total inconsistency between what's existing. And I think we propose that the site plan of A1 and A1 point. And those plans, A1, 0, and A1, 1, involve the existing and demo site plan. Yet they show that possibly the template may support the architect. So this brings me to another point. There is no landscape plan for the project. And when we want to propose that this kind of bulk of mass, I think that you also need to consider what is like the grounds and context of the building and the improvements that are proposed. So we would ask the board to at least connect the applicant to provide a detailed and comprehensive landscape plan that we can all understand when we prepare to put that on the table. Again, we're recommending not a continuance but a denial because I think this is a non-starter. This project is not very well focused in bulking plans. There are some issues relative to the floor plan that you can explain. I think one of the neighbors at number 6 raised the issue about the floor plan. Very unusual floor plan, just a few units inside the building. And that's another landscape question. So, in summary, and I'll ask the administrative questions as we go through the summary, I think the best course of action for this application at this point is for you to deny it, not to send them back to sort of revise it for the different concept of vision that you put in the presentation. And then they can start over and start with some collaborative effort with the neighbors, provide a and move forward with a reasonable care of revival that's consistent with the general plan and the site plan. So, that concludes my presentation.
Thank you.
I'm Lynn Barr. My husband Alan Barr is not here because he's on the East Coast, as is my daughter Nora Barr. They both live here in San Francisco, but we wish them well. I met the owner of number 6 Via Capistrano about a week and a half ago, and some trees were cut down in our backyards. when I went out to just on our sport court to talk on the phone and realized I could see story poles, is that what they're called, story poles? And then I started looking, and I apologize for my letter, it's all about windows, but I realized, wow, here is a bathtub with three windows, and I can actually see two of them from the backyard, not from our house. From one child's bedroom, they'll be able to see it. And I got a little concerned, so I did write this letter, and I was so into the measurements. And then I told my husband it's like basically 200% more windows on the second floor than what's been there before. And we had these plans to cut some trees, and we realized we better not do that. But then, you know, I feel like we need to look at privacy and homes. And if I need to, these are really yucky trees, but I guess I could keep them if I must. I'd like to have better trees between the two homes, but we're going to see a bathroom that's going to look into down and the child's bedroom. And then there's going to be master bedroom windows that will be moved. And then there will be these three windows around the bathtub that will affect, we'll be able to see them. And not only will we be able to see them, but 10 Buckwheat Court will be able to see them. And 103 Reed Ranch Road, where there are children now, there's another one, and I've got another letter here that I made for you to just say this is what I'm thinking of. So I ask you to just think about this, because I think particularly three big windows around a bathtub just kind of isn't something I've seen in Tiburon, and it's certainly not in the tenor of a very family-oriented neighborhood where the kids are out and they are playing, and I've seen them all over those hills, and I'm a little concerned about that. The last thing I will say is, on the master bedroom, I did ask you to keep the windows where the original location of the windows, and it's I think that the drawings are very impressive. It's been a long time since I did geometry, but and it makes sense when you just look and say, oh, here's some windows, and they line up with these windows. But actually, there's a little bit of a noise problem. If anyone has an iPhone, and you've ever played music on your iPhone, and you want a speaker to make the iPhone louder, has anyone done this? You put it in a bowl, and so we're in the bowl, and because we're down here, and we actually, everything we say, wow, can they hear it in number 6 via Capistrano. So the Oslins, who lived there before, said they were so glad when our child was little and she'd get sick and she'd yell and scream for an hour, even though it's inconsolable. They were so glad their bedroom windows were not right where her bedroom window was, but it was on the corner. They were looking out into the pretty trees and you know, had a little bit of a buffer on the noise. So I just tell you, I think that would be very nice. I know you'll make the decision that works for everyone in Tiburon, but these are my suggestions, having lived in the neighborhood for 24 years.
Into the
sure.
They're recording it.
Sure.
My name is Larry Morell. My wife Erica is the second row here.
I would say that first thing I would
comment on is I would welcome the members of the board to visit our home and to see for themselves, if possible, the views from the home, and walk down the lot and see what's involved. I would say, to put it mildly, we're greatly disturbed. And I think a little background is in order. We started with the Oslins, the previous owner, in negotiating some tree trimming that we've lived in our home almost 2 years, for about 2 years. And the growth of the redwoods, which are trees not compatible, they're not desirable trees. Some of them are large, they're very tall, and I would guess, I didn't measure them, but I would guess that they've grown at least 20 feet in the last 2 years. So they've totally obscured from our lower level of our house, which are three levels. Totally obscured the bay views, the city view, and Belvedere. We're greatly disturbed. When the Auslands, we try to initiate some negotiation with them, but they were ill. We didn't want to press the issue with them. Our last conversation with Mrs. Auslan was, she said, look, she says, I know you're concerned about the trees. You'll have to deal with the next owners because we're selling the house. 2 weeks later, they sold the house, approximately. So we immediately contacted the realtors and put on notice a new buyer that we have some tree obstruction issues. The present owner of the house was advised of that by the realtor, by notices of our attorney. Okay. For the better part of the last year, we've been negotiating with the current owner, top tier group, Ms. Steele, who I believe is an officer of that entity. We've had numerous letters written back and forth. There have been lots of delays. I've agreed to pay for everything. The trimming, the replacement of shrubbery and trees, everything. I've gone totally, really gone the limit with what we can do to propose a compromise or some movement forward. We did visit their house, and they visited ours to see what our issues were. When we walked through their home, I could see it was in great need of remodeling on the interior. There was no mention of any additions or extensions or lot lines or anything like that. And in the past 10 months or so, in the letters from our attorney and Mrs. Steele and so forth, we managed to get up a tape where apparently...
The pink tape?
It's like a red tape that indicates the height of the tree. And we were ready for an agreement. And we get a notice. We got two notices in the mail about a hearing, this hearing, for additions and changes to the lot lines and setbacks and all of that. So that was about 10 days ago. In the last 10 days, we had it scrambled. The letter to us was dated somewhere the last week of September. And when we received it, which was probably around the 25th of September, you know, in consultation with our attorney, we had to retain a planning consultant and an architect. All this was done in the last week. And it was a real mad scramble to get all the facts, to get them to visit our home and everything. So where we are now, I wanted to present some major points. I didn't have a chance to print out any photographic prints of this, but I can show you on my iPhone with one photo. So when I look down, this is magnified to some extent, but you can see this is what they proposed to go up to their roof line. This is what they proposed to go up to their roof line. From our point of view,
you need to wrap it up.
Okay. From our point of view, this is totally a dramatic change from the current architecture. It's not just tweaking anything. It's like a massive structure, the way it was presented. But even going up to the roof line and all the windows they propose, we're afraid of glare, because presently, even if taking into account the trees, we have pretty much darkness when we look out over the bay and the city in the distance and Belvedere Island. When we will look out now in this present proposal, we will see glare from the windows, and they're high up. So that's basically why I'm inviting you at a convenient time to come over to our home and see for yourselves what's going on.
Thank you.
The applicant,
member of the public or as part of the?
Just as a member of the public.
Butch Hayes?
I'm sorry, were you the real estate agent for this property?
Yeah.
I think he would be more likely, he can speak under the applicant's time.
I'm unaware of the tree issues, because I think that's what this is kind of boiling down to. Team of people, focusing on trees that were, previous to the owners that I'm working with. So I think we're focusing here on the design of the building. When it comes to talking about the design of the building, there's no dramatic changes. We have two bump outs in the rear that we've extended up. We are within our floor area ratio. We are within the lot coverage. We're doing everything above the board. The one issue that we had, we're going to remove. I could defend that issue, but there's no need. Again, my team's considering everybody's statements and meeting that. If there seems to be an issue with the bathroom windows, we can raise the sill height. I don't think that's an issue at all. But just wanting, we're well within all of the meets and bounds of this project. The house has not changed at all. It's a little new skin is all that's happening. Similar materials are on there, stucco and wood, the exact same thing that's on there now. And and we've obviously provided everything that we needed to provide. And we've talked with our plan checker Dan, and he's very satisfied with the amount of information that we've provided. And then if you want to come up, Rich, and say something. Any more questions?
No.
No, I don't need to thank you. All right, well, we'll get to the board.
Well, I think it's very difficult to comment until we get a set of plans that actually represent what's being proposed, in a complete set of plans that reflect the story poles as well. I must admit, I shortened the amount of time I spent looking at the property because they were different, so I wasn't sure what was going to happen. And I would like to go and see the impact from some of the adjoining neighbours who've spoken to us today. I think there should be more of a landscape plan. I think these trees are definitely an issue, and that should be addressed. I don't understand how, some of these drawings are suggesting new shrubs, but the actual landscape plan doesn't have anything on it. I mean, it doesn't have anything on it. It only has what's there at the moment. So I think that's something that should be included in the information that's presented to us. So I'd like to see, obviously, complete elevations, floor plans, and landscape plan.
I agree. I like that the applicant wants to address some of the problems. But as far as the hillside guidelines are for the hillside, and if you're on a hill, that would apply. However, this is not on a hill, so it really doesn't apply. So I'm not going to talk about stepping down the side of a hill because there's no hill to step down. It just doesn't apply at all. That's why, on one hand you say there's a minimal slope to the lot, and on the other hand you say, well, you have to adhere to the hillside guidelines. So that's why that is not overwhelming argument to me. But what does bother me is that I don't really think that the applicant really made a good faith effort to go to the neighbors and talk to them and figure out what they need. And it would be a good faith effort on your part if you did something about the trees. Trees are an issue in Tiburon. I remember we had something on Centro West or Mar West, and the people cut down 20 pine trees. The neighbors were ecstatic that they cut down the trees. And for that, they wanted to approve anything. But, it goes a long way for us to get behind a project when it looks like you made a good faith effort to talk to the neighbors, which it doesn't seem like really you did. The bathroom, all the glazing in the bathroom is a problem. I don't know if raising the sill height would do, or opaquing it, or there's many, there's a myriad of things that you can do to fix the glazing problem so that it's not so onerous for the next door neighbor. I did have a problem with the wood and the stucco because I didn't understand that it was different heights, or it was raised in one. So that kind of addresses my problem with that wood and stucco thing. I thought it was just going to be flush. So it's better articulated then. It is going to be a box, but it kind of is already a box. Anyone?
Bring a lemon if you have.
I again am not aware of the three issues, but I do believe there's many Edwards out there. Are you guys proposing to cut Edwards?
We can't talk about, this is not the time. We just want to see the. I mean, if anything, those plaster areas are just going to be a big mass of. There's nothing to break up that massing on that side. But I think it'll look, when it's all said and done, I think it'll look okay. I couldn't get behind any stairs on the outside, nor could I get behind all the windows on the master bathroom, and I also would like to see a landscape plan that maybe involves removing some trees or at least trimming them.
Well, I think my feeling on this new architecture, obviously, whereas before you had a horizontal band with all these windows in, which tends to make the building a bit lower.
This makes it look more vertical.
Makes it look more vertical, that's right. So, and I think it'll look smart, but I'm not sure. Say which do I prefer? It's difficult to say.
Yeah.
It's I think given all the things around it and the fact that it's in a two-story neighborhood, it's not going to look out of place. Looking like it.
It is what it is. It's in the box. Can we just keep this up here for a while?
Yeah. Wait. Thank you. I agree. I mean, obviously we have to see the new plans and the elevations because this whole thing's going to change dramatically. so that's one. Landscape plan, I agree. In terms of the trimming of the redwood trees, you know, we really can't get into that. That's a civil matter that we can't say one way or the other.
I know we can't, but I can also make my suggestion, and that would be if you want to make the neighbors happy. There's a long way.
I agree with Linda about, you know, it's not on the hillside. This is a flat building lot. You know, I'm not crazy about the mass of the house as it is now. And I don't know that coming out in the back, especially with the offset now, is going to add dramatically to that. They are under on FAR and on site coverage. I think the amount of glass in the master bedroom is excessive for as close as these houses are together. I mean, I did a.
It's also, and usually where we've got large areas of glazing, they tend to be looking at a view, and everyone's looking in the same direction, so you're not really. This is actually looking back up the hill, right? The way everybody else is looking at you, so I think it's just wrong. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, to an architect working in his little cubbyhole, it looks good. I did a bathroom with that much glass in it.
Yeah,
but,
well, yeah,
but,
sure.
But it was in a forested area, and 10 acres. Nobody could see it. So it's all relative to where you are, taking into account the influences that are around you. And the neighbors are an influence and should be respected. So I think with all those things said.
I think it should be continued. I certainly don't think it should be denied. That's not how we do things. We always continue so that they can have a chance to regroup and redraw and come back. That's the process. So when would we continue the hearing?
Well, I understand the applicant's desire to move ahead quickly, but to make the next meeting on October 20th, we would need all the revised plans, all the landscape plans, everything by next Monday. And that also doesn't address your concern about having time to meet with the neighbors. So we'd recommend continuance to the November 3rd meeting.
That's my, regarding 6 Via Capistrano, I move that we continue this to the November 3rd meeting. November 3rd meeting?
Yes.
Okay. Second that?
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Thank you.
Oh, sorry.
Michael?
My name is Michael Heckman. I'm the architect for this project. It's really modest in its intent, but it is serious to the neighbor, to the owners of the property, Roger and Sheila Milano. Roger's here tonight, third row here. It's something that they've lived with for 25 years and has always been an issue that they wish would get corrected. But in the simplest terms, it's an entryway and a foyer with a slight level change that was originally constructed with an extreme slope to it. As you entered the house, you looked at the underside of a ceiling. So it was really strange to see it for the first time myself. But what we're talking about is something that's about 6 by 20, roughly. And if you looked at the ordinance about height measurements, there are things that are allowed to exceed the height restriction, like an elevator or stairwell, roof enclosure, a roof equipment enclosure. If we were doing a stairwell or some kind of an elevator, we probably wouldn't even need a variance to pursue this. But so this is something that I think is just an adjustment to a structure and a residence that will fix a problem. And I don't know if you've been able to view the residence from anywhere. It's difficult to get a vantage point. I've found a couple of places on the hill down below. I'd be happy to show you some photos because it gives you a sense of what the hillside is like. The scale of most of the houses on this severe slope are substantial. And this is not I don't think the largest one visually of this neighborhood, but I want you to see. So on the front, you have the distant view with the Milano house centered. It's the light stucco residence. And then on the lower one, you see a greater kind of overall view of that hillside off of Hacienda. right above it, that tan colored house. You can see the scale of that seems to dwarf the Milano property. And so I don't have the detail of the heights of these various adjacent residences, but I'm quite confident they are close or maybe slightly above the height restriction even themselves. The second photos are really just ones that are from the adjacent street, Hacienda. As you go around to the south side, you can get a vantage point. The difference in what we want to accomplish is modest in the how it appears from the exterior, but makes a huge difference to what this home is like on the interior. When you do come into the home, as I mentioned, you just have a view of this ceiling sloping right down in front of you, and then out the windows to a kind of ugly roll roofing element. So we are planning to, in part of this application, replace the roll roofing. I mean, I do have some photos of that outlook if you're interested. I don't think you can see the substitution of roofing that we plan, except the owners can see it all the time. Stand in the entryway, you look down through these windows to this red combination of a couple of different colors of red roll roofing. So the idea is that we would cover the roll roofing with a standing seam metal of medium bronze color. So it's a darker color, more intense, and won't be quite as a visual obstruction as the current roofing is. But the main application that you have in front of you tonight is about this roof element being raised to a flat structure. And luckily it's in the middle of the building. It's not on the perimeter where it would have a greater visual effect. It's not from the entry. Correct. Yeah. You're right. I apologize. I didn't get the picture of the most significant part of the problem, because when I did, all you got was a very bright couple of little openings and a dark interior. I couldn't adjust the setting quite right. But so the main idea is that the portion of the project that is centered in the building right here would raise up to allow a flat ceiling instead of the slope one. It's pretty straightforward, I think. But I would certainly be happy to answer any questions. Our intent's pretty straightforward.
Why did you want to put the roof up higher? Why didn't you just carry the ceiling height from the existing entry and foyerway out to the external wall? So just get rid of the sloping element, but have a flat ceiling going right there. Why is it going to pop up even higher?
Well, it seemed to me that I needed a difference. What's going on with the existing entry ceiling, if you could look at it from side to side, which is right here, it actually slopes down. It's not horizontal. So when the entry, which is the landing when you come in the front door, when you come in the entry, that ceiling actually has a slope to it. So I need some kind of a beam or something as a transition element. So okay. It could be close to that ceiling line, but the ceiling slopes at about 1 inch and 12.
Right.
I'm not opposed to adjusting it down if you think that that's a more acceptable solution. I agree that we are up just to make the difference a little bit more profound, but it could be at the same ceiling height and still be quite as effective. It'd be nice to keep the clear story windows, which I think we could still do, and solve the problem with a slightly less height obstruction. Questions? No questions? Okay. Thank you very much.
Well, I'm usually agreeing with stuff.
Anyone else from any members of the public, yeah.
Luckily nobody can see this, I think, is one of the great positives.
Usually I agree with I guess we're turning back to Usually I agree with staff, and on this one, I'm sorry, I just don't see that it's a problem. I understand when you look at it, it's just the story pulses. It's so, I think, what's my thing? De minimis. It's just, it makes sense that you don't want to walk in and see a roof. So this makes complete sense to me, and I can easily get behind it. And I don't even need them to, you know.
I have to say, I mean, looking at this section, you think, okay, this is why they introduced the hillside design guidelines. Because this is kind of like the complete antithesis of what we're trying to do. But it's an existing building, so we can't do anything about it. But I mean, it's got this enormous undercroft down here. You can almost fit another house in underneath this building without actually, you know, changing the mass of the building. And then to give it even more exemptions and variances just goes, in principle, I find it very difficult. Even though, as you say, you can hardly see it from anywhere. So I'd go approve it, but I think, you know, we should minimize the extension and say it's just the continuation of the existing foyer ceiling. I don't really see the reason for going up even higher.
Yeah, I mean, to me, it's obvious of why to at least get rid of the sloping roof. It's just an unfortunate mistake by the original designer.
Well, I believe someone was forcing him to keep it under the 30 feet.
Well, they couldn't have been if they're getting. If they're, I mean, come on. They had to get an approval for this down here. So, to me, this is. I mean, I was fine with it because I think it adds architecturally to the building itself. I think it's a much better element than having that sloping clay tile roof. And I don't mind it being up, but if
the two of you think it's okay as it is, I'm quite happy to go along with that.
How do you feel about it?
I'd say that, if you think it's better, and it's so small and so difficult to see, and so it's only a physical thing about the.
Yeah. And it's still got a higher element behind it.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh. I mean, so it's not like it's.
Yeah. If that was the case, I would be a different story, but with that other element behind it.
Okay.
Regarding 132 Hacienda Drive, I think the project is exempt from CEQA, and that we approve it.
Now, second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Thank you. Dan, you got a couple of things. All right.
Minutes.
Yeah.
I had no comments on the minutes of the last meeting.
I didn't either.
Nor do I.
So I'd like to make a motion that we approve the minutes of meeting of September the 15th.
I second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Meeting adjourned.